Mission Network News, 1 minute version, Tuesday, December 7th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of Ukrainian Christians are watching the political situation. Hope International's President Paul Marty explains that what's at stake is the future of Christianity there. The Russian-supported candidate has already showed support for the Russian Orthodox Church and no other. Hope International says the election crisis has actually made many more people open to the gospel, either through their small business loan program or through children's outreach. And Mission Aviation Fellowship's Kevin Swanson says their help in flying an evangelist to the Shuar tribal villages of Ecuador has lent support to kingdom building. The national leaders gain instant credibility by arriving in an MAF plane, which oddly has led to another challenge. So many are responding to the hope of Christ, there aren't enough church leaders. MAF has training underway. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Going on a short-term missions trip is a great way to see God at work around the world. You can find a trip to suit you at our short-term missions website, stmdb.org. I'm Greg Yoder.